Track 1, Narrative Therapy and Anorexia. Welcome to the Home Study course sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course provides therapy techniques for anorexia, addressing the underlying causes of self-starvation. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is James Brennigan. I will be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of the course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., dealing with anorexia. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content either for your own purposes or, if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce the CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc., as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of the content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint. After you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind, there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purpose of brevity, most generally, I will use the term therapists or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapists, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is the most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapists cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD set, we will discuss such topics as narrative therapy, social implications, early development, anorexia as a phobia, progression of the disorder, obsession, the family dynamic, exceptional situations, dissociative behavior, incest, anger, difficulties in utilizing the family, redefining identity, and additional techniques. So let's get started. As you are aware, anorexia nervosa is defined as a severe loss of weight, a body weight reduction of 15% or more. It is characterized by a refusal to gain weight and a distorted body image. Clients view themselves as fat, even though they may be dangerously underweight. On the rest of this track, we will discuss three components of narrative therapy as it relates to anorexia. These three components of narrative therapy include creating a story, opening the thought window, and anorexia as a con man. The first concept of the narrative therapy is creating a story. Narrative therapy's aim is to help anorexic clients resolve problems by discovering new ways of storying their situation. My role is to help the client find an alternative and preferable story, one that enables him or her to escape their problem-saturated situation. To begin the process of creating a story, I first ask my anorexic clients to personify their anorexia so that they can dissociate themselves from the problem itself. Thereby, they begin to view the disorder as a type of authoritarian figure rather than a diseased part of themselves. Jenny, age 23, had been diagnosed with anorexia nervosa at the age of 15. Since then, she has fluctuated between a healthy 120 pounds and 80 pounds. Because Ginny had been struggling with her anorexia for such a long period of time, with little success, she had lost most of her self-esteem. She stated, "Why can't I just keep eating right? I'm so weak. I have no willpower of my own. Why can't I do the right thing?" To help Ginny dissociate herself from her disorder, I asked that she identify the tyrant, or in other words, personify her anorexia. I asked that Ginny write a description of her disorder that portrays a negative and totalitarian figure. I even suggested Ginny give it a name to further externalize the disorder. The next week, Ginny had created a persona to characterize her anorexia. She included the following in her description. "Drill Sergeant Wasteaway doesn't like to see a gap in behavior and demands a consistent amount of discipline from his pupils. He shouts at me, 'You don't need that extra piece of chicken, fatso. You have enough on your hips.' He has boils on his face and stands 6 feet tall. I hate him, but I'm also afraid of him." Ginny stated, "That is exactly how it sounds in my head. Is that what anorexia is doing to me? Ordering me around?" I stated, "Anorexia is like a tyrant in your life that you have to overthrow. From now on, I want you to think of the voice in your head as Drill Sergeant Wasteaway, whenever you begin to feel that it is your fault that you are this way." By externalizing the problem, Ginny could see that her anorexia is controlling her and needs to be overthrown. Think of your Ginny. Would he or she benefit from identifying the tyrant? The second concept of narrative therapy with anorexic clients is opening the thought window. After personifying and externalizing the disorder, I have found that anorexic clients become more open to sharing their thoughts and interpreting their triggers to their behaviors. These clients find it easier to understand their own motives if they can step back from the disorder. By separating anorexia from themselves, it becomes possible to ask about anorexia's tactics, about its rhetorical strategies, the moves it makes, and the attempt to cover its tracks in order to deny its effects. Julian, age 19, had named her anorexia Teeny Weeny. She stated, "He's like a teeny weeny parasite that lives with me, but he has a really loud voice." I asked Julian to describe how anorexia is parasitic. She stated, "He's sucking the life out of me by forcing me not to eat. But then he won't admit he's doing it. He tells me I look beautiful and that others don't understand what I'm trying to achieve." Through Julian and her personification of anorexia as a teeny-weeny parasite, she could more clearly see the manipulation that the disorder is using on her. Think of your Julian. What does his or her personification of the eating disorder reveal? In addition to creating a story and opening the thought window, the third concept of narrative therapy with anorexic clients is anorexia as a con man. In our society, it is normal for people to work deliberately to discipline themselves in order to meet the established demands of being a person of good standing. The scrutiny of the public and the outside world has become instituted internally in many anorexic clients as a symptom to police themselves to conform to ideals of health, beauty, wisdom, and success. Clients punish themselves for their transgressions as a taken-for-granted part of being a good person. It is thought patterns such as these that anorexia preys on, and given the slightest opportunity, will co-opt to its own purposes. Anorexia seduces a client by promising itself as the very means to realize the anorexic client's internalized ideals. In this way, anorexia works like a con man would, beguiling its victims into a plot of deadly proportions. In narrative therapy, this type of discourse further detaches the client from the disorder itself. Laura, age 24, had personified her anorexia as a con man. She stated, "He's sleazy. Instead of wanting money, he wants my life. He's really attractive, though. He makes promises to me, like saying how great I'm going to look because he looks so good. And at times, he does." I stated to Laura, "The next time you hear your con man speaking to you, take a closer look at him. Visualize him as ugly and falling apart. His hair is coming out, and his skin hangs off the bones. Kind of like a ghost." The point of this exercise is to reduce anorexia's seductive powers. By visualizing a man so decrepit and old, the disorder starts to lose its attractiveness and thus gives Laura a better means to resist it. Think of your Laura. Would she benefit from visualizing anorexia as a con man? How about an old, dying figure? On this track, we discussed three components of narrative therapy as it relates to anorexia. These three components of narrative therapy included creating a story, opening the thought window, and Anorexia as a Con Man. On the next track, we will examine three social implications related to anorexia nervosa. These three social implications include economic demographics, the diet fad, and conflicting media images. Question 1. What are three components of narrative therapy as it relates to anorexia?